13th of May, 2002.
Joining together like this, the bond strengthens. I think you would agree. I want you to think not only of the unity between all of you within this room, but to think of where you are placed within the planet and all of the cosmos. What are you feeling when I say those words?
Small.
Very small.
Very small. Not very big at the center.
Yeah.
That is a very good response, my dear friend. We will talk a little about this blending, not only with yourselves, but with all of existence. But firstly, I want to say to you, my dear friends, this. Each one of you has come to this earth plane with many qualities. You know, of course, that all the good qualities within mankind belong to spirit. What I would like you to consider this time, my dear friends, is which quality that you have brought to this lifetime, do you think has grown most? This will not be a simple question for you. Indeed, you may have to think about it quite deeply before you can answer. I want each of you to participate in this discussion in order that you all understand not only individual qualities, but the qualities of spirit which you possess as a whole. Hopefully, my dear friends, you should see that pattern emerge.
The pattern between ourselves?
Yes. I will give you a moment to think, then perhaps individually you can say what you feel. This is an exercise for you all in understanding, in knowing each other's qualities, and in so doing, beginning to understand yourself. So, when you are ready, let us begin. And we will all listen, not only with the physical brain, but with the mind, which of course belongs to spirit. And with that thinking should come more understanding.
Yes, the first question about growth, the simple answer is I feel I have grown in love more than anything, because that does embrace all. But growth in understanding things runs a close second. As regards the bond between us all, it's something that I can feel, and something which is very comfortable, but I find it very difficult to define for the moment.
It's comfortable with one another.
That's how I feel, but I can't explain it. I feel that when I come here, I'm a different person with all your guidance that you've given me in the past. And I just feel that if I didn't come, I shouldn't be able to go on.
And which quality do you feel, my dear friend, has gone most with you?
The understanding of other people.
Understanding. Yes, well, already we can see that with only two people using words, that understanding is already a connection. Would the others agree that this is so?
Yes. Thanks to your teaching, I must say. Before we judge someone, we think about it as well.
So, are we saying that each one of you finds that understanding has become greater in all areas of your lives?
Yes.
So already we have unity for understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
May I say to you, why do you feel that this one quality should be uppermost for all of you?
Because in understanding ourselves better, we can immediately understand other people if we want to.
Yes.
I think that the reason we're comfortable with each other here is because you have encouraged us as a group to increase our understanding and remove our judgments of others. And so within this circle, we through the course of time become open with each other about our struggles in life. And with your encouragement, we have been able to try not to judge each other.
Mm.
And when you have that situation, you can then apply that to the rest of the world, if you wish.
Yeah.
And if you can train yourself to think twice with other people also.
Those are important words, if you wish. Yes. Enters again that free will.
Yes.
Yes. It is easy to feel the unity amongst a group of like-minded people, where the greatest achievement is attained is when understanding reaches out to those in life that you find to be most difficult.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Only then will you have true understanding with love. It is in the difficult moments and with people that you do not instantly are drawn to, that is when the quality of understanding is greatest. I am sure that each one of you has encountered people upon this planet who seem to exude kindness to all people, a kindness and a generosity of spirit which comes naturally to them. That truly is spiritual understanding, because in having no judgment of another, what you are saying is that you have grown to such a degree that there is no need to judge. So I feel that at least all of you, in having this bond of understanding, you can see how, as a group of people, you have the ability to grow together. It is important, my dear friends, that you know this, because in the knowing comes greater understanding, greater love, greater fulfillment. And after all, as the lady has said, it is imperative that you understand yourselves before you can truly understand another being. Are there more qualities that anyone would speak of?
Mark?
Let us hear from the young gentleman.
I think this understanding in terms of judging others, having everyone as feel I've got the knowledge now that everyone is equal. Everyone, no one is any better than anyone else on the earth.
So equality for you is an important issue.
Yes, I think it is one that I haven't understood.
No. But you must realize that equality belongs not only to humankind, but to all kingdoms, animal, touch the word kingdom or creation?
I think I have a feeling that animals are no less important than humans.
Why do you have a feeling? It is such truth. That although their purpose upon their planet may be different from your own, it is nonetheless as important. So that the animal kingdom is evolving in its own right. Mankind, I am afraid, sometimes feels that the human being is far superior. Let us dispel that knowledge. That brings us back to the word you have used, equality.
That's why I think I've felt for a long time as well. Cutting down a tree feels like committing a murder sometimes. Maybe because of this, that it extends to animals, trees, and all life, I suppose.
Yes.
Nothing is better.
This is a good road to travel. And I would say to you, it is a lesson in this lifetime which you have found. Because I would say to you, my dear friend, it is not always a quality that you have possessed in past time. So I would say to you, well done, in recognizing what it is you need to learn.
Thank you.
What about the gentleman, please?
I suppose I've learned that there's everything's important, really.
Important or less important?
Everything's more important.
In what way, my dear friend?
Difficult to say.
It is words I know, but I would like you to fully understand the meaning of what you are saying. All of life is more important.
Yes, it feels more important. All of life, people, the way of viewing things.
So in a sense, are you not saying what the other gentleman says, that all of life is equality?
Not the same thing, no. It is, but I was looking at it in a slightly different way, I think. But life, all of life has become much more meaningful.
Meaningful. That is a better.
And in gaining its meaning, yes, I suppose the result is then that you have respect for more life.
So what quality do you feel has grown within yourself?
Respect for life, maybe?
Respect for life. But may I be so bold is to say to you that people who are devoid of spiritual knowledge also have a great interest in life. Do you see what I mean? It is not necessarily a good quality that so many people should worship living in that manner. It only becomes good when love and understanding join with that love of life. Do I make sense to you, my dear friend?
Yes.
I feel he
yes,
is
confused. Yes, we're beginning the spiritual side of things.
Or can you respect life if you've forgotten the spiritual side of things?
Yes.
You can.
Because people cling to living when they believe in nothing else.
I mean, when I talk about life, I'm actually, this is words again. Because
yes.
I'm talking about life as everything, you know, every
existence.
Aspect of life. Yeah.
Yes.
Not just...
I know. I hope I am not confusing you, but I am trying to point out to you the difference between the qualities of life.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Of course, I know that your love of life is different from many others, because of your awareness and your understanding. But I wanted to put forth the point that love of life is not always necessarily a good quality. Can you see the difference?
Yeah, if we're using a narrow view of life.
Yes. For example, let me try to explain. If you have two men, and you have a situation where help is needed, one of the men will give generously all of his time, effort, and love to help. Another may offer money because he has much, but he does it for his own gratification. But on the surface, both would seem to be most generous. But can you see there is a difference?
Yeah.
And that is the point I was trying to place before you. But of course, your love of life and all things is admirable. Do the others find the connection here with the gentleman's words?
Yes, I can see where I'm coming from.
Do the others feel this also?
Yes.
That their love for life is intensified?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So again, we have that bond and that unity.
And this, as you made the point, it goes together with love and understanding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But although each of you are using different words, always we come back to that strength, that bond between you. Again, I say to you, each one of you is different, and yet you are all connected. Can you see, as we go along, how strong those words are?
Yes.
Now, what about the ladies?
Well, growth-wise, I personally feel that it's taken me 42 years to actually believe I've started to understand why I'm here, and that's liberating. And I hope I can open that up to other people, but for the time being, it's why I'm related to the lady next on the right, why I married my husband, why I have my children, why I chose my parents. So again, it all comes under understanding, and I know I have a long way to go, but and with that understanding comes obviously a greater love for them. And I think I then receive greater love, and I feel what I receive. The love was always there, but I feel it in a different way, if that makes sense.
Yes, more of a caring.
Yes. Well, the love that you receive, perhaps without, you can't see it, but perhaps you give off a different light or an energy that other people bounce back on you from.
What you give, you will receive.
Yes.
In some form. But may I say to you, my dear friends, as you have brought up a period of time, 42 years, you say. That is but a blip.
Yeah, yeah. I could appreciate that, but it was just my comical way of explaining that, as you probably are aware, for many, many years I struggled with who I was, how I should behave, and I believe now I'm
and also,
at the beginning of how I want to carry on.
Also, you have gained in as much as, in the physical sense, you have much more, how do you say, sense of humor about life.
Yes.
You did not always have this.
No, I was very much the other way.
Yes. So, in that sense also, laughter and happiness spreads its wings to many people.
Yes.
Yes. And again, as you have said, it is basically a greater understanding of all things.
Yes. And I look at, take for example my parents, and I'm speaking to the lady on your right today, and I had a greater understanding of why they are like they are, or I'm trying to. And I know I can't change their path, and I used to think I could, and I now know I can't, and I can just accept that that's how they are. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I
believe all of us can accept what you are saying.
Yes. I
think your words will...
We've all been there.
Yes. For many, that understanding is there.
Yeah.
And they're still there. Mm-hmm. Trying to understand.
But you will never achieve perfection, my dear friends.
Yeah.
In growing in the way that you have, and quickly, I might say, you cannot do more. You can only join together, listen to each other, listen to my words and those of others, and try to make sense of what this lifetime is about. You will never be perfect whilst in these physical parts. But I can say to you, if only you could see the light that shines from each one of you, I know you would be amazed. Because also with understanding, my dear friends, comes humility. And this is a quality, again, that each one of you has attained. Think about that also. get the other lady.
Yes, I sat here thinking how much more I'm aware of the beauty in things. Just before my friends came, my adopted cat sat on my lap. I was just thinking how beautiful the fur and the whole cat and the leaves on the tree, just everything. I noticed the beauty in things much more.
Yes, because you are using your spirit eyes. That is the beauty in people. And again, it relates to all the others in having a greater understanding.
Yes. It's very difficult to sum up, isn't it, in one short statement, how you've felt or how you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think each one of us, like you said, Salinette, no matter which one speaks, we can all relate to, yes, I feel like that, yes, I felt like that. So there's the unity amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
There may be many voices, but in fact there is one voice.
Yes, and that is what I wanted you, my dear friends, to realize, to say, that this bond, this unity, this awareness can never be destroyed. That as you grow, whether you be together or apart, it is a bond, an energy, which has grown and become stronger. And as you know, energy can never be destroyed. So build on it, my dear friends. And as I say, life for you, I cannot promise, will always be easy. But life for you holds new concepts, new visions, new ideas, which all of you can take aboard. I hope that before I leave you, that you will feel the love energy which I extend to each one of you. I hope that you will feel that within this next week of your time upon this planet, that you will feel the strength and beauty of our love for you. Perhaps next time we will discuss if what you feel has any connection with any of the others.
Anyway, can I just mention two more things?
Of course.
I think I've felt much more energy, so more dynamic. That's another thing, that way in which I've changed.
Yes.
And balance as well, because the balance of giving to others and giving to myself, I feel, is better.
Yes.
I think when you're, it's good to look, to study others, but obviously there needs to be a balance in studying oneself too.
Yes, until you know and understand the self, you will never, well, perhaps that is not the correct words, you would find it more difficult to help others.
Yes.
You, of course, need to be balanced in body, mind and spirit.
Yes.
If you are to maintain a healthy outlook on living, you need that aspect of yourself to be strong, as well as developing the spiritual self. But of course the two or the race go hand in hand.
Mm.
Would you agree?
Yes, I would. And I think the other quality I developed, apart from compassion, which comes through understanding,
yes,
is strength. Because I think when I was younger, I was sensitive, but more sensitive in my youth to perhaps slight from others. Now, with understanding, I feel strong because yes, the slights may be there, but they don't have an impact.
Yes, what you were feeling was the emotional side of your nature rather than the spiritual aspect.
Yes.
So, of course, you can remain sensitive in the spiritual sense,
yes,
but you can forgive others for unkind things more easily,
yes,
because the spirit is stronger. And as you have said, the understanding is greater. Therefore, I say again to all of you, think about the words each of you has spoken, and think of the unity and the bonds between you.
Can I just say one other factor in our unity? Is that we have come together for seeking, and we have had the benefit of this wonderful and patient teaching from Source, which you give us. Thank you for that.
I need you, thanks, my dear friends. As I have said to you on occasion, it is much love from you that brings me to you. Without that bond and love between you, I could not be here. Remember this also. And you also give to me much love, much help and understanding. And I cannot tell you in words what you have given back to me and those from my world.
Could I just ask a question of something that happened to my mother, that maybe nothing spiritual, maybe. She fallen asleep when she came to, she's looking towards the window, and she thought that I was peering in the window. Now I wasn't. In fact, I think I was with my grandchildren at that moment. But she was so sure that I was looking in the window that she then waited for me to come into her house. Could that have been a part of me, or was it just a coincidence of her dreams?
It is no coincidence. It is the fact that she has taken a step closer to our world, that her spiritual eyes are more aware of those who usually are unseen. Of course, it was an aspect of yourself, otherwise she would not have been able to see.
Yes, she also...
But it is because she has stepped a little closer.
I see.
As you step closer to our world, all things spiritual become more heightened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know she saw her sister,
who's yes,
been gone for a while, very close.
Yes.
Again, she came from sleep.
Yes. This is the state when all things that you call spiritual have taken place. But do not be concerned. She did indeed see the aspect of you.
Yes, I did wonder.
But it is only that the spiritual eyes are more aware.
Thank you.
I must... leave you this time. As I have said, my love remains with you. And I am sure that you will feel in these coming days much upliftment in your lives.
Thank you, Francine, for that as well. I look forward to the next time of meeting.